Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier, and I hope you're all managing to stay connected to yourselves during this time of intense transformation, change, and sometimes, you know, destabilizing powerful energies. This podcast is, I'm going to talk about the eclipse window that is opening on August 7th with a lunar eclipse and leading up to August 21st for the total solar eclipse. Now, even though the eclipse window opens on August 7th, we've really been feeling this for a while throughout the month of July, and really when the year 2017 opened, this energy opened with it. But it's been building and building and building. The last new moon that we had in July, first new moon in Leo, really activated this powerful, dramatic energy of new beginnings, new direction, big changes, and sort of a complete reboot of our energetic systems. So what my intention is in this podcast is to explain to you some really basic things about what is an eclipse, how does it work, what does it mean, or not what does it mean, but how do we bring meaning to this, and how do we work with this, what might we be experiencing. So I think I'm going to start with what might you be experiencing. You might be experiencing fatigue, some joint pain, a feeling of electrical energy surging through you, and increasing feelings of intensity. Some people are feeling dizzy. Why is this happening? Because we are being blasted with really, really powerful energy of a very high frequency that is amplifying our light bodies, but it is also purging us of some old stuck places, and it is expanding our heart energy. That's the intention. So eclipses are associated with surprising and sometimes shocking events. They are associated with rebirth, really the rebirth of becoming more of who we are meant to be. This particular eclipse cycle is about the heart. And the energy during an eclipse window is highly unstable. And it allows for us to reboot or reprogram our energy so that we can embody more of our light, so that we can embody more of our higher selves. And again, let go of some of those old patterns, particularly the pattern of seeing oneself as not ready, not good enough, the part of us that isn't, that needs to step out of being stuck in an old pattern where some people are filled with the teachers, the divine ones, the leaders, and really moving into a place of reclaiming your inner divinity. This is all about Leo. You know, on Monday, August 7th, the sun is in Leo and the moon is in Aquarius. And then on August 21st, the sun and the moon are both in Leo. So this is a lot about activating and empowering the Leo mysteries. So what's Leo all about? Leo is all about, love, the heart. This solar eclipse is going to be happening at 28 degrees Leo. And 28 degrees Leo is also the place of Regulus, which is one of the four royal stars. And it's a star that is located in the heart of the lion. And here we go. Sorry, I wanted to get the Sabian symbol for you because it's so cool. So, I have really been having some trouble with my own cognition around this. So I'm doing the best that I can of explaining this to you. The heart of the lion is the star Regulus. And Regulus is all about leadership, courage, a radiant open heart. Regulus is associated with the Hall of Records. It is considered the Sphinx of the sky. So the fact that the eclipse is right here is very powerful for getting us in touch with what is deeply encoded within us. The parts of the brain that we don't use, you could say. Parts of our DNA that are being activated. This eclipse is sort of scrambling the old codes so that the new codes can take root inside of us. But it can feel very chaotic, and that's why you might feel dizzy and tired and grumpy or wired or just kind of like floating around, feeling like you're floating and you're not quite inside of the normal 3D reality, because actually we're taken out of the normal 3D reality during this window. And the astrology around this is pretty phenomenal. So on Monday, August 7th, during the eclipse, so the lunar eclipse on August 7th is at 2:11 East Coast time. That's when the moon will be eclipsed. A lunar eclipse is when the reflection of the sun is blocked by the earth, so that what we're in effect seeing is the earth's shadow. So that's a very powerful metaphor. We are seeing our own shadow, and that is a big part of the eclipse effect, is that shadows come up. What has been hidden becomes seen, and when we can see what has been hidden, we can change it. We can also go into a lot of reactivity around seeing what's been hidden, and so I would encourage you to really embrace this time with a lot of openness, a lot of wonderment, and a willingness to be grateful for seeing that which is inside of you that needs to shift, including the amazing, awesome parts of you that have been in the sidelines, that have been invisible. Eclipses are also associated with seeing possibilities that you haven't been able to see before that will support progressive change in your life. Now, the planets for the solar eclipse, the archetypes that are most profoundly affected are Leo, Taurus, Scorpio, and Aquarius. And the degrees that will be most profoundly affected are 26 degrees to 29 degrees. So if you have any planets in those degrees, you are really on the front lines of this and will experience even more intensity of change over the next couple of months, 3 months, 6 months, even over the next several years. What happens is eclipses create sort of a trigger point, and the trigger point is 28 degrees Leo. So anytime the moon is at 28 degrees Leo, which will happen once a month, or Venus, or Mars, or Mercury, or any of the planets that hit that point are going to activate this. It's almost like having an acupuncture point that's really, really sensitive, and then, you know, something will come along and pressure it. So if you are being affected by this eclipse and you have personal planets between 26 degrees and 29 degrees of Leo, Taurus, Scorpio, or Aquarius, over the next couple of years, whenever a planet is at that location, you're going to kind of be reactivated. And this is going to support your progressive change towards becoming more of what you intended yourself to be, or not even what you intended yourself to be, sort of on a soul level. What is wanting to embody through you? What is, and also a very profound embodiment more and more of your higher self, bringing that light more and more into your physical body and into your life to sort of run the show, steer the ship, rather than just, you know, your mind, which we're always trying to do. But this particular eclipse is supporting that process in very powerful ways. So, again, on August 7th, the eclipse window opens with a partial lunar eclipse that we're not really going to see here because it's going to happen during the daytime and we don't see the moon during the day, but we're going to feel it. We're already feeling it. And what's happening on August 7th is On August 7th, the sun and the moon are both at 15 degrees. The sun is at 15 degrees Leo, and the moon is at 15 degrees Aquarius. Well, 15 degrees Leo is a holiday called Lammas, and it is one of the four cross quarters where the ancients did ceremony. They did ceremony to honor the solar goddess at this gateway. This is the feminine, the bountiful, powerful solar feminine that is extremely abundant. Think of like everything that you're picking in your gardens this time of year. Everything's coming to fruition. Everything's blossoming. And so they were giving thanks to the solar goddess for the fertility and the abundance of the land. But during the cross quarters, the energy shifts and we move into a time out of time, into an altered state, really. And eclipses create and time out of time, an altered state, even, you know, really powerfully. So the fact that on August 7th, this lunar eclipse is happening during the cross quarter makes it even more powerful. And the other thing that's happening is that Mercury, the planet that is all about cognition and communication and how our mind works, is opposite Neptune on August 7th, which again creates a sense of altered reality. It creates a sense of being really connected to the spiritual realms. So this portal opens with this really powerful wind from the celestial realm into our realm. And it feels very disorienting. So you might feel disoriented and a little unsteady, a little shaky, a little emotional, maybe a lot emotional. And that's all part of this. So during this eclipse window, starting on August 7th, on August 12th, we have Mercury going retrograde. And as you all know, when Mercury goes retrograde, it also alters our consciousness and it makes communication go inward. And so our external communications can get stymied or easily misunderstood. But really what's happening is that we're reimagining, we're reevaluating, we're reconnecting with what we want and how we feel and how we think. So we're going inward during Mercury retrograde and our external communications don't work as well, including, you know, our computers and all of the electrical systems. And so the fact that Mercury is going retrograde during this really powerful eclipse window that opens with the cross quarter, yeah, you know, it's just adding and adding and adding layers and layers and layers of a sense of things being altered and you maybe not feeling normal at all. And that's why I began this by saying you might feel dizzy and tired and have joint pain and feel electrical energy moving through you, because really what's happening is our ordinary reality is being kind of blown apart and something new is coming in. And I would just encourage you, make space for that something new. Take time. Try not to rush through your life in the next couple of weeks, because it's going to get hard if you do that. It's a lot of fire. This is a fire eclipse. This is Leo, fiery lion. Mars is in Leo. The sun is in Leo. Mercury will be moving into Leo. And Venus will be moving into Leo also, not during this window, but extending this window through September. I'll talk to you more about that. But this is a lot of fieriness. And with fieriness comes new inspiration, new visions, you know, activation, but also irritation and sometimes short fuses. So just kind of hold yourself in a spacious place if possible. So moving forward to August 21st, at 9 o'clock in the morning, the solar eclipse is going to begin in Oregon, on the coast of Oregon, and it's going to move across the United States on the diagonal, moving through Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, and finally ending at the coast of South Carolina at 2:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The eclipse of the sun, the moon is going to be at the same exact place as the sun, and it's going to cover the sun. So what we're seeing is the moon swallowing the sun, covering the sun, merging with the sun. And it will produce about 2 minutes of total darkness, which is spectacular for that to happen in the middle of the day, and dramatic and eerie and spooky and amazing and wondrous. And during this time, the stars will come out, the animals will shift into their cycles, the flowers will close, the birds will start chirping as if it's at sunset, and then dusk, and then in the middle of the night get quiet, and then so it's like going through an entire daily cycle in 2 minutes, where it's sunny, and then it's dusk, and then it's night, and then it's dusk, and then it's bright sun day again in a 2 minute zone, which is why eclipses are associated with acceleration. Things that normally might take a few years to transpire start to take maybe a few months. Things that normally take a few months might only take a few days or weeks. Things that might take a few weeks might only take a few moments. So there is this powerful support of change during this time. Your physical bodies and the body of our whole ecosystem is going to get a dramatic reboot. Imagine what happens to your biorhythms when you go through this type of shift in a few minutes. And even though this eclipse is being called the Great American Eclipse because it starts on the west coast of our country and ends on the east coast, and there aren't other places in the world that will see the eclipse in its totality, so it's called the Great American Eclipse. However, and there is some research that shows that where the eclipse is visible is where the most dramatic changes take place. And however, everyone in the world is going to feel this. Everyone in the world is going to be getting this potent reboot. It is made even more interesting in that Donald Trump's Leo rising and Mars in Leo are exactly on the eclipse point. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. Right now I want to talk more about eclipses. Again, they portend powerful new beginnings and endings, big changes, rebirths, being birthed into who our souls intended us to be. They often provide new inspiration. The energy is unstable during this time, but that allows for the reboot and the reprogramming so that we can hold more of our light, hold more of our higher selves, embody would be a word that I would. There's an acceleration, a quickening, a gear shifting that happens. During eclipses, the veil is lifted. We are seeing into the unknown. We are seeing into the underworld. During these 2 minutes of total darkness, we're going to see probably Venus, Mercury, and Mars. And what's remarkable is that right now, Mars is in the underworld, meaning that Mars is with the sun. And because Mars is so close to the sun, we can't see Mars. But when the sun is blotted out, we can see Mars. And this time of Mars being in the underworld is this highly ceremonial and initiatory process for the divine masculine, where he's shedding old patterns and going through death and rebirth. And all of this is done in the dark, in the invisible. And so while this is going on, it's normally invisible. During this eclipse, we see Mars. So we're seeing into the underworld, which is really powerful. And we're also seeing, which is, it makes this even more dramatic. And we are also seeing in our world a very strong expression of the underworld masculine being expressed in many, many form, in many, many places of leadership, not just in our country, but around the world, of, the rise of the strong man. And, but of course in our country, it's this, huge cartoon character of our president that's just, an outlandish expression of the shadow aspect of Leo, actually, of a leader who's really most interested in themselves. And that energy is in the underworld being transformed. And we're seeing it, and we're seeing every day across, splashed across the news, you know, all of the stuff that's usually not visible, that's underworld political stuff that's being displayed constantly. And this is just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. But in terms of your own life, this is allowing you to see into your own underworld, into the parts of your psyche that you don't always get to see, that will be exposed. Not necessarily during the moment of the eclipse, or even the week or the month, but over the next few weeks, over the next few months. This is a trigger point for the old storyline and the old conflicts to be, the energy is being shifted away from them, but as that happens, they are exploding and imploding and expressing because of the fear of that old storyline of separation, the fear of, oh my God, there's, you know, we don't, on some level, there's a knowing that the times are changing. And so there's this grasping at straws. And we certainly see that. But also, this is a trigger point for the new storyline. Leo is a very creative energy. Very courageous, charitable, open-hearted, loyal, inspiring. Leo is ultimately about expressing radical, radiant self-love, self-competence. Radical because it is not based on accomplishments or achievements, although Leo loves to accomplish and achieve. Radiant because it is the kind of light that when we feel it in our heart, it radiates out and it affects others in a beautiful way, like the warm sun radiating other people, generating light all around. So Leo is this radiating energy that transmits the secrets of love. The willingness to be seen, the willingness to be visible, the willingness to play a leading role on the stage of life. And this eclipse is also about really huge expansion of creative energy and sourcing the creative energy that we need to bring in the new structures, to create the new realities, to create the new timelines, the new realities. You know, people are calling it the new timeline, the new reality, the new earth, just the new ways of being that are based in the heart. The fact that this eclipse is happening at the star Regulus sort of portends that this is about leadership, and Regulus, the heart of the lion, is all about being centered in love. It is about being the servant leader, shifting away from self-serving leaders to servant leaders. And that's a lot of what this new energy with this eclipse is coming in to bring. But we're the ones that are bringing it. We're the ones that need to carry this into our lives. And in general, being willing to show up, being willing to be seen and to play our role is a really important right now. It's important to ride the wave of this opportunity, to reconnect with your higher self, to ride this expansion and this quickening, to feel what you need to feel, to keep breathing, to release what you need to release and expand into your light. You might find that you have a huge amount of creative energy coming in over the next year. As you see large chunks of the old patterns breaking apart in yourself and in our culture. I mean, what's happening politically is almost like, I don't even have the words for it really because I'm so personally triggered by it, but it really feels like we're in a comic book with like these dark characters that are bigger than life, and it's all unbelievable every day. And the energy that fuels that is imploding, and with it, these characters are imploding. But at the same time, there's this energy of massive creativity that is pouring in for us to create new ways, a regenerative world. And we are getting sourced with new energy to do that. So I would totally expect that 3 months, 6 months from now, a year from now, and up to 3 years from now, we're still riding the wave of the energy that's coming in now that has enabled us to live from a higher frequency, enable us to live more from our hearts. And of course, in order to do that, we need to clear out what's in our hearts right now that is stopping us from being, from playing the highest role that we can possibly play in our life. So, one more piece of information about this eclipse is that it is part of a cycle called the Saros cycle, and these happen every 19 years, 18 and a half to 19 years. There are 77 Saros cycles. This is the 22nd. And they happen to be associated even more with dramatic sort of huge changes, particularly around leadership. So when Bill Clinton, the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal happened right around an eclipse that was in this cycle, Ronald Reagan's assassination attempt happened during a cycle like this, around it, not on the date, but around the date. And even John Kennedy was assassinated during a cycle like this. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be an assassination. It just means that, or an impeachment, it just means that there are huge dramatic events taking place around leadership. And as I said, Donald Trump has Leo rising, and his Mars is in Leo, and it is at the exact degree, or very close to the exact degree, that the eclipse on August 21st is happening. So we would expect huge, big changes to happen in his life that may be shocking for him, and certainly surprising. Now, I don't want you to get scared thinking, oh no, if I'm in this eclipse cycle, I might have some bad things happening. Eclipses are associated with surprising, shocking, huge events and changes, but they're not always bad. They can be if you're living, if, you know, someone is living so far afield of, their purpose, or so far off from what their higher self is attempting to navigate for them, then things can get very difficult. But for many people, some of the events that happen during eclipses are wonderful, but surprising. I know that I have been in an eclipse cycle in my life during, maybe it was about a year and a half ago, on my Pisces rising, and many, many things have changed in my life to help bring about a deepening of my understanding of the Pisces mysteries. So definitely surprising, sudden, and unexpected, that all for me, all about, you know, accelerating the possibilities for myself as a healer, and understand what that is, and to definitely bring in more of my connection to spirit. So I experienced that as wonderful. I've also experienced some profound loss in my life during this time that's been difficult. So it's important during this time to focus on what you want to create, because eclipses, because they create a time out of time, and the energy is really potent, what you're focusing on can get really amplified. So think about what is that you want to focus on. What in your life you would like to, that needs to be eclipsed, that needs to be released, and what needs to be brought in. And remember, we're building energy to shift the paradigm, to create a huge expansion of light on this planet. And this trigger point is asking us to see the opportunities to reconnect to our creativity, to ride this expansive wave, to allow ourselves to be quickened, to move out of our head and into our heart, and let go of your unworthiness so that you can embody more of your higher self. Let go of the old low voltage frequencies that you've been running on, and open to this massive, fiery, creative, dynamic, high frequency current that is coming in. Let whatever needs to fall away as we experience this huge, massive opening. We are being asked to embody the new blueprints and the new templates as large chunks of the old codes are breaking apart. That's what this is about. So take it easy. It's exciting. Oh, another thing I want to tell you is that this degree, 28 degrees Leo, is when Mercury goes direct. So Mercury's going to be retrograde from August 12th to September 5th. And when Mercury goes direct on September 5th, it goes direct at 28 degrees Leo. So it pushes on this trigger point, this eclipse point that was created. Mars is going to cross that trigger point of 28 degrees Leo a few days earlier, and Venus is going to cross it September 18th, right before the autumn equinox. So what this does, in effect, is it expands the eclipse window all the way through September. So September is just going to be this, you know, a month of, again, wave after wave after wave of this new energy coming in, and things in, you know, in our world getting more chaotic, and sudden shocking revelations, and dramatic events. Because there are huge shifts in the frequency here, they really do tend to activate fault lines and dramatic weather patterns on the planet. Again, not necessarily exactly at the eclipse time. It can be a few weeks later, it can be a few months later, even up to 6 months later. So walk easy, my friends. Take space to work on yourselves, to really get conscious about what you want to shift, but also to just notice what is taking place in your physical body. A lot of light's coming in, and a lot of old stuck places are breaking apart, even if you're not having this in your personal blueprint. If you'd like a short half an hour reading to see, you know, if you have any planets on the eclipse points, shoot me an email, or give me a call, and we can arrange that. It'll be, $60 for that. And on August 8th, is going to be a Bliss Cafe at my house. It's a time for us to just really together support one another and amplify these love. And I'll be answering questions at that point about the eclipse if people have it. So I hope this was clear for you. I would always, whenever there is an amplification of energy, it's important to increase your mineral intake, to increase your greens, to eat lighter. Although, to eat lighter, but maybe you might crave eating meat. You definitely want to be taking some Epsom salt baths, just to be aware that many people are being triggered right now. A lot of people's stuff is coming up. A lot of people are feeling very unstable. And so you just want to kind of walk lightly, pay attention to your breath, meditate, do yoga, and be aware of how these forces are working with you. And remember, this is all about opening our hearts and opening our creativity and allowing ourselves to be more than we've been before, letting go of our unworthiness and anchoring in our higher self, moving out of our heads and into our hearts. And with leadership, it's all about exposing the shadow of the old leadership that's really out for themselves, and birthing a new model of, birthing the energy of the new model for leadership, which is power with instead of power over. And leading the leaders who are the servant leaders. And with that, I will say goodbye.